Hello. Today, the church celebrates Monday of Holy Week, and our gospel passage comes to us from John chapter 12, verses 1 to 11. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil made from genuine aromatic nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas the Iscariot, one of his disciples and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, and held the money bag and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. Most of the people who saw Jesus on that final week of his life were hostile to him. But 6 days before the Feast of Passover, during which Jesus was crucified, he experienced a very great kindness. Not only was he a guest at the table of a family that he loved, one member of that family, Mary, went to great expense to render him a very thoughtful service. She anointed his feet with very expensive perfume and dried them with her hair. A little later in the same gospel, Jesus will wash the feet of his followers. Mary, the sister of Lazarus, anticipated that servant gesture of Jesus himself. She offered him a generous, loving service, exactly like what he would do for his disciples and for all of us. Jesus interprets her generous act as preparing him for his death and burial. At the beginning of that last week of his life, Jesus welcomed this act of kindness from Mary of Bethany. What she did for him, we are called to do for each other. On our own life journey, we may meet people who make things difficult for us. We will also experience people like Mary, who support us on our journey. And hopefully, we can do for others what Mary did for Jesus, a kind and generous gesture in an often hostile world.